بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to our sixth session of Understand Quran Level 1 in which we will study Surah Al-Kawthar. But as usual we start with Hadith. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah, the Glorious, said, that means it is Hadith Qudsi, verily Allah has ordered that the good and the bad deeds be written down. Then he explained it clearly how to write. He who intends to do a good deed but he does not do it, then Allah records it for him as a good deed. He who intends to do a good deed but he does not do it, then Allah records it for him as a full good deed. That's the benefit of intentions and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he carries out his intention, then Allah the Exalted writes it down for him as from 10 to 700 folds and even more, depending on his ikhlas, the conditions in which he is doing that thing. You know, if a poor person is donating 100 rupees compared to a millionaire donating 100 rupees, there will be a huge difference. And Allah knows best. But if he intends to do an evil act and has not done it, then Allah writes it down with him as a full good deed. So if a person intends to do bad thing but stops from doing that at the time of action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. That's another sign of mercy. But if he intends it and has done it, that is an evil deed, Allah writes it down as one bad deed. Okay. So there's a big lesson for us that we should always keep making good intentions, and also even if shaitan leads us to intend for a bad thing, we should again come back, and in coming back also we'll be rewarded or avoid the action. Now let's come to spoken Arabic. In the last class we learned Ya Allah. Ya Allah means O Allah. A'udhu Billah. A'udhu, I seek refuge in Allah. Astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness of Allah, or I ask forgiveness of Allah. Fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. Fi means in. Okay. Another thing I want to tell you, just to remember, ghafara is forgive, and astaghfiru, I ask forgiveness. Okay. A'ana is helped. Astaeen, I ask for help. So this comes generally, it means ask for or seek. Alright, now we come to some more spoken Arabic words or sentences. When we promise something or express our desire to do something, we should always say Insha'Allah. This is explicitly mentioned in the Quran. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْنِ إِنِّي فَاعِلُ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Never say anything that I will do it tomorrow, except if Allah wills. Roughly that's what it means. In means if. Sha'a, wishes or willed. Allah, if Allah wishes. Insha'Allah, if Allah wishes or if Allah wills. So in is our reference here. And Sha'a also. Okay, don't forget that Sha'a means wish or will. And in means if. Inna means, Inna is indeed. Okay, we'll learn in this surah. Inna is indeed, but in means if. Okay, when you encourage someone to continue, you say Tawakkal ala Allah. Keep going, inshallah. Have trust in Allah. Tawakkal means have trust. You see, Tawakkal is have trust. We know Tawakkul, but Tawakkal means have trust. Tawakkul is the name of the action. To have trust. Ala Allah. On Allah. But in English we will say with trust, what will you say? In Allah. See, this is what I am saying. When prepositions come with verbs, they will be translated according to the language in which they are translated. Have trust in Allah. In Urdu we will say Allah par bharosa rakho. You see, Allah is matching there, but it doesn't match in English. So don't be confused. Look at the verb and inshallah you will have no problem. Have trust in Allah. And if we want to say the same thing for ourselves, We say, Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I have trusted in Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I have trusted in Allah. I trusted in Allah. And in praise of anything or just to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should say, Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Subhana means Allah is pure. Okay, from all defects. So in other words, glory be to Allah. So inshallah means, if Allah wills. Tawakkal ala Allah, have trust in Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, you see, fa'altu, we learned fa'altu. Tawakkaltu, I trusted in Allah. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. That's about spoken Arabic. Now let's come to grammar. In the last class, we learned lahu lahum. But again, let's put Surah Kawthar is a little bit brief, so I want you to be thorough in these grammars that we have learned so far. Let's start with huwa. Can you translate huwa?
Huwa
he. Hum?
They.
Anta?
You.
Antum?
You are.
Ana?
I.
Nahnu?
We.
Can you repeat three times? Huwa?
Huwa.
Hum?
Anta? Antum? Ana? Nahnu? Huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu, huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu.
That takes only, you know, 15 seconds. Anyway, let's try practice Rabbuhu. Rabbuhu is? Rabbuhum, Rabbuka, Rabbukum, Rabbi, Rabbuna. So, hu, hum, ka, kum, ina. When attached, it becomes his, their, your, I, my, and our. Let's practice Rabbuhu one time. Rabbuhu,
Rabbuhum,
Rabbuka, Rabbukum, Rabbi, Rabbuna. What's the meaning of Deenuhu? His religion. Okay. What's the other meaning of Deen? Judgment. Master of the Day of Judgment. Yukadzibu biddeen, that who, the one who denies judgment. So there are two meanings at least that we have come so far. Religion means system of life or way of life or religion and judgment. Okay, so deenuhu, deenuhum. Come on. Deenuhu, deenuhum. Deenuka, deenukum. Deeni, deenuna. Similarly, we did for kitab. Kitab means book. Kitabuhu means kitabuhum. Kitabuka, kitabukum. Kitabi, kitabuna. Okay, let's repeat. Kitabuhu, kitabuhum. Kitabuka, kitabukum. Kitabi, kitabuna. We learned for also this preposition. La. La means for. Okay. Li also means for. Li, you see, in la'i, it is not la'i. Kitabi, but when it comes to la plus e, it becomes li. So in brief, just to remember, la and li means for. Alhamdu lillahi. Praise be for Allah. All praises and thanks are for Allah, or be to Allah. But la and li is for. So lahu. Lahu means for him. Lahum, laka, lakum, li, lana. Okay, let us repeat three times. Lahu, lahum.
Laka, lakum, li, lana. Lahu, lahum. Laka, lakum, li, lana. Lahu, lahum. Laka, lakum, li, lana.
So it has come more than 1300 times in the Quran. Now we will learn another word, another preposition, which is min. Min means from, and it has come more than 3000 times in Quran. With, by the way, we forgot laha. Let us remember also. Laha means for her. For her. Hiya is she, by the way. Huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu. Hiya, she. Huwa, hiya. Hiya is she. Hiya, she. And laha is for her. So minhu, minhum, minka, minkum, minni, minna has come, and minha, very good. All of these seven forms have come 3,226 times. So many, many, many times, in fact. You know, 4% of Quranic words are covered right here in this session. So, minhu. Min means from. And our reference for min is? Minash shaitan. From Satan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. From. So, don't forget, min means from. So, minhu means from him. Minhum? From them. Minka? Minkum? See, when you say it should be min, it should be minka, okay? Like pink, you have to suppress. This is rule of tajweed to recite it properly. But just because we are practicing, I'm giving you this information. Just like you say pink or sink or zinc, you don't say pink, sink, zinc. You don't pronounce N properly. Okay, this is called ikhfa, and it should be with double stress. That is, you should say minka, not minka, but minka, minkum. And also, whenever noon comes with tashdeed, min, na, imma, meem, and noon comes with tashdeed, you stretch it double. Okay, minni, minna. So while we practice, we will learn this also. Let us repeat after me. Minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Can you repeat with me? Minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Okay, and let's come to past tense. Last time we did fa'ala. Fa'ala means he did. So I will ask you the meanings. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, we did. Okay, let us repeat again two times. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. No translation. Let's repeat it three times. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. You know, the present tense, I will introduce, just tell you about present. Yaf'alu. Yaf'alun, taf'alu, taf'alun, af'alun, af'alu. The difference between past and present in Arabic is, if I stand in the middle of the road, if I stand in the middle of the road, whatever has passed, I will see only the back of it. Okay, whether it's a truck or a car or a bicycle, I can see only the back side. And from the back side, I can tell whether it is a truck or a car or a bicycle. And whatever is coming, I can see from the face of it. So just remember that fa'ala, fa'ala, past tense, all endings change. Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. You see, u, ta, tum, I, na. It is changing at the ends. So this is past tense. And in our typical fa'ala chart, you have a plane leaving. If you stand in the middle of the runway, a plane is taking off. So at the end you have dash and u, ta, tum, I, na. That's the end. Ending is changing. And in present tense, it is the beginning which changes. Yaf'alu. Ya. Ya, ya. Ta, ta. A. Ana. Yaf'alu, yaf'alun. Taf'alu, taf'alun. Af'alun, af'alu. So remember there that it is the front end which will change. Of course, nana, un will come. But mostly it is ya, ya. Ta, ta. Una. Alright. So we will come to... And for this present tense, in the column we have a plane landing with its face having this ya, ya, ta, ta, and a, and na. So ya, ta, alif, nun. Alright. Let us practice, let's translate the surah that we learned last time. Alright. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين أ have question mark رأيت you seen have you seen الذي the one who يكذب denies بالدين the judgment you see كذب بي كذب comes with بي but denies takes care of that you know prepositions sometimes get translated sometimes do not get translated okay like دخلتُ في يدخلون في دين الله as we will see in English you will say like in English itself I said to you so I have to use to but if I say I told you I don't say told to you no so within language sometimes you need preposition you don't need preposition so if preposition is not there or it's changed when it comes with a verb don't get confused just look at the verb in your language and you will be comfortable so here yukadhibu denies biddin b is there but kadhaba comes with b like in urdu we have ko jhutlata hai din ya badle ko jhutlata hai badle jhutlata hai nahi badle ko jhutlata but in english you say denies the judgment denies takes care of that preposition yukadhibu bi أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ Have you seen the one who denies the judgment? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ فَ Thus, ذَلِكَ Such or that الَّذِي The one who يَدُعُّ Drives away Okay, الْيَتِيمِ Orphan, then such is the one who drives away the orphan. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ و and لَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ does not encourage does not encourage لَا يَحُضُّ does not encourage عَلَىٰ on but it's taken care in encourage does not encourage طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ طَعَام feeding الْمِسْكِينِ the poor and does not encourage the feeding of the poor فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ فَ thus or so وَيْلٌ woe وَيْلٌ is woe you can remember that that is a very bad news a perdition destruction or they will be destroyed it's a bad thing for them لِلْمُصَلِّينَ لِ means for Li is for. Lil musallin, for those who pray. The plural of musalli is musallun or musallin. Muslim, muslimun, muslimin. So musalli, musallun, musallin. Lil musallin, for those who pray. Salah is prayer. Okay, the same root. And musalla is the place of prayer. Musalla is the place of prayer. So woe to those who pray الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ those who الَّذِي is the one who الَّذِينَ those who الَّذِينَ هُمْ those who let's put it like this عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ of their prayers صَلَاتِهِمْ of their prayer سَاهُونَ heedless you see سَاف سَجْدَ سَاف remember سَجْدَ سَاف forgetfulness or heedless neglectful so woe to those who pray those who are heedless of their prayers الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ الَّذِينَ those who الَّذِينَ هُمْ those who whom they يُرَاءُونَ show off or want to be seen want but to be seen وَيَمْنَعُونَ and withhold from مَنَع Okay, and withhold, stop. Al-ma'un, simple assistance or neighboring needs. And withhold, simple assistance. Now we come to Surah Al-Kawthar. Surah Al-Kawthar is one of the shortest surah with three ayats only. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim, the shortest rather. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ The translation is, Indeed, we have granted you Al-Kawthar. Therefore, pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone. Indeed, your enemy, He is the one without posterity. Or He is the one who is cut off. Al-Kawthar was revealed in Makkah. at the time when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing severe hardships while spreading the message of Islam. The whole community was opposing him except a few Muslims. He was cut off from society. There was no sign of success of his mission. At this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him glad tiding. And he says, as a reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna a'atayna kal-kawthar," that Allah has granted him al-kawthar. What is kawthar? Kawthar is all types of khair. Every type and excessive khair. Every type of excessive khair. Excessive good. Okay? And he received kawthar both in this world and in the hereafter. In the hereafter, he has this river of Kawthar and also the Hawd, the pond of Kawthar. Okay? The pond of Kawthar on which he will stand on in the Day of Judgment and offer drinks for his ummatis or for his followers. In dunya, he was given like lot of khair, like the deen itself, Al-Quran, the best of the books, or the system of Islamic system of life which gives peace and prosperity, or his name has spread throughout the four corners of the globe, or throughout the globe, the whole of the globe, and his followers outnumber any of the followers, and the love the followers have for him. Even in these times, a Muslim may not be praying, or it's not good, but still he loves the Prophet. He loves the Prophet. This love is there in his heart. So a lot of khair is, he was given the best of the morals. So on. And in the hereafter, he will be given the river of Kawthar and also the pond of Kawthar. What are the lessons that we learn from this surah? The first one is the true success is the one which is better and everlasting. In this world he suffered. He went through a lot of troubles. But ultimately in the paradise he will have a life of eternal bliss. That is the true success. Next is, we should also follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and never go near bid'ah, so that we are able to receive that cup of drink from the pond of Kawthar through his hands, because it will not be offered to those who will invent in the religion, do bid'ahs, make up any new things, new forms of worship or new forms of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be always away from bid'ahs, because they will be deprived from this drink. Also, third is, we should work the way Prophet ﷺ did, instead of just wasting life in useless or shaitani activities. And also, through the Prophet, we also have received lot of khair in his life's model and from in the form of Quran and so on. So we should also take care of salah and sacrifice, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And remember the spirit of sacrifice. It's not just that we slaughter an animal, but the spirit, the peak of which was sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam by offering his son. But throughout his life he sacrificed his time and money and his everything, his energies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the spirit that we should remember. Let us practice this surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Inna, indeed we. You see, inna is indeed. That's our reference now again. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. It will come out. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. You may have heard this many times. Indeed, verily, surely. So inna plus na, you see rabbuna, rabbi rabbuna. So this na is merging there. Inna plus na is inna. So in you have to stretch double. Na you have to stretch double. If you kill that na, then it becomes indeed. And if you stretch it at the place of inna, it becomes indeed we. So be careful. Inna means indeed we. Okay? A'atayna fa'alna. You see, fa'alna means we did. A'atayna, we gave. A'atayna, we gave. Ka, you. Ka is you. A'atayna ka. We gave you. Al-Kawthar, Kawthar. Indeed, we have granted you Al Kawthar. Okay. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ Therefore or thus, so صَلِّ Pray. You see, صَلِّ صَلَى مُصَلَّى مُصَلُّونَ مُصَلِّينَ From the same. صَلِّ Pray. لِرَبِّكَ لِ means for. But in English you will say pray to. Okay. For رَبِّكَ Your Lord. So pray to your Lord. Wanhar. Wa means and. Inhar, sacrifice. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. You see, in Hajj you have Yawmun Nahr, the day of sacrifice. When they start offering sacrifice, that's called Yawmun Nahr. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
Therefore pray, Rabbika, to your Lord, one her and sacrifice. Therefore pray to your Lord and sacrifice.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Inna, indeed. Here it is just inna. So it is indeed. If it is inna, indeed we. So that's another rule of tajweed, you know. It is, that's how it, understanding helps you learn tajweed also. Because you will be aware of not stretching it. Otherwise, you just say, okay, here you should stretch this. Yes, it will help, but this will drive you to learn. Shani'aka, shani'aka, your enemy. Ka, Rabbuka, your Lord. Shani'aka, your enemy. Huwa, he, al-abtar, cut off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed your enemy is cut off. You know, there are many traditions, you know, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sons died and enemies were very happy. They said, now because he doesn't have any sons, so he's cut off. He's without posterity, without children, so nobody will take his name. So the mission will die with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your enemy is cut off. And indeed, Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl and all his followers, nobody wants to remember, nobody wants to keep their names on their names. They are the ones who are cut off. So indeed your enemy is the one who is cut off.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Inna, indeed. Shani'aka, your enemy. Huwa, he. Al-abtar, cut off. Indeed, your enemy, he cut off.
He is cut off. Our enemy is the one who is cut off. Okay? Indeed your enemy, he is cut off. Indeed, your enemy is the one who is cut off. With this, we stop here. And again, I keep reminding you that remember the 7 homeworks, including the one where you have to recite these surahs in your salah, different surah in different salah, and keep pondering. This is a class of pondering. As we are learning, ponder over the meanings. Think how many words are used, what messages are given in there. What things are, for example, you should say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked 2 things here, salli, pray and sacrifice, 2 things are there. And what did he promise? Your enemy is the one who is cut off. And in fact, today also, you may see the enemies of Islam who are, you know, going right, left and right, their sounds are ringing in this world, in the media, but ultimately they will be the one who will be cut off. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to understand and practice Al-Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.